You're listening to episode number 12 of the podcast. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. Today, we are joined by the fantastic couple, Shade, who not only stream on Twitch, but also stream on a platform that is known as DLive. It is a very new platform, and it's got a lot of hype around it at the moment. So today, we're going to be taking a look at their experience, not only on Twitch, but on a new platform, DLive, and see what they have to say for it, coming from the standpoint of being quite new to the platform and looking at it coming in from Twitch. All that and more, guys, coming right up. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
You are listening to the Content Experience Podcast, the podcast for those wanting to learn more about all aspects of content creation and streaming. Each week we sit down with some of your favourite streamers to get to know the story behind the stream and what advice they would give to help build your dream career in content creation. All this with your host, taco lover, sci-fi geek and award-winning tap dancer, the Mike James.
So with us today we have Shade. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, ladies?
I'm Jade, I'm 25 and I live in the UK.
Yeah, so we're Shannon and Jade. We are a couple duo that which stream on Twitch and do live. And yeah, so I'm Shannon, she's Jade. Together we are
Shade.
HDX.
HDX.
So which one of you is the more immature one of the bunch?
Oh God.
Oh, depends when you catch us.
Yeah, we can both be like very, very full on, I guess. And sometimes one's more like silly than the other. But at this point, you've got us both at the same time, so enjoy it.
Okay, what about sober and drunk?
Oh, what silly wise?
Yeah, silly wise. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd probably pass out more.
Yeah, she's a lightweight, so we'll just. I don't know. These are hard questions, you know.
Oh yeah, it depends on your catch us. Like if she's in a mood, then obviously I'd be more hype. But like, it just depends on your catch us.
Let's just say me, because she passes out and I don't. There we go. that's always.
And you said hard questions. It's question one. We're in trouble.
I demand us to stop, please. I quit.
Anyway, <Now. laughs> so why don't you tell us, tell everybody a little bit about the content that you create?
We go on a whim. No, not really. We want to be fun. We want to be energetic when we can, and we just don't want to be the samey. Like we want to be a bit spicy.
Spicy.
We don't want to be PG. We don't want to play it safe.
We just want to have fun when we do it. We don't want, like, it sounds bad when you say you don't want to play by the rules, but that's kind of us. We're on edge all the time.
We're on edge. There is certain rules, like the terms of service that we have to play by, unless it's...
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, we break them. Tits out.
Jesus.
Not really.
Yeah, like, obviously there's the obvious ones where it's just like, don't get your toes out. I don't know, whatever, but like...
We get the toes out, though. We've done that.
Oh, shut up.
I almost did, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Can I see this?
Maybe a little. because I didn't know that getting your feet out on stream was actually against terms of service. I had no idea on Twitch that people have actually been banned for it. And somebody was like, "Oh, I'll sub if you show me your feet." And I was like, at this point, I was like, that seems like a relatively easy thing to do for a sub. Why not? But then I went to do it, and then I was like, actually, no, I'm not that weird. It's fine. And then somebody was like, Mike. Somebody went, Mike, I'm so glad you didn't, because it's against TOS, and you would have been banned. And I was like, oh, snap.
We'd have got the feet out.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we'd have got banned. We didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I didn't. I thought I was just saying it.
Is it because people have foot fetishes?
Yes. It's because It's because it's technically because if somebody was to, like, I don't know, sub to get your feet out sort of thing, it's technically
you're doing it for a service. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's technically like monetizing sexually driven events, so it's classed as being against TOS. So
I know that you're not allowed to actually offer anything in terms of subs and donations and stuff that is against TOS.
Yeah,
so
you're not allowed, like, to do like shots for bits and things.
Yeah, like that, really. that's against
TOS. Who does shots for bits?
I've done that. I actually did that very early on when I started streaming, and I was I got quite drunk, I'm not gonna lie.
We actually did for followers at the start.
Yeah,
off,
we did for followers.
We hit over 1,000. Sorry, 100.
I was gonna say what?
So in one stream, that's a lot when you're doing shots per follow. Yeah. So let's that never happened. Let's just pretend it didn't. But
I passed out that night.
I'm not surprised. I'm not actually surprised after 100 shots, to be honest.
It was a lot. The whole bottle went and so did another.
We should find that stream and clip it.
Oh god, it's disgusting. So whole bottle of
what is your favourite shot to actually do on a night out?
Sours.
Yeah, it's a safer option. I don't like anything strong like Jaeger or anything like that. Jaeger, I actually went, the last time I did it properly was at Insomnia, and I ended up double bagging my sick. And that was when, like, Syndicate and all that was doing, like, Jaeger wars and stuff, and I was kind of in the middle of it. And I was just getting handed these shots. I was like, no.
See, we have a nightclub where I am called, it's a club called Aruba. And they have a thing called Jaeger Nation, and it's like cheap Jaeger and cheap energy drinks, but they sell Jaeger bombs for £1, and they're quite big as well. I went out with my older brother, and him and his mate spent £100 each in Aruba on, because they were buying shots for literally just everybody. Everyone and anyone they were just buying shots for, and he must have bought me about 10-15 shots. So yeah, that was a fun night. I don't really remember it, but
that's awesome. Ooh, yeah, nasty. I can imagine not remembering that. Christ.
So let's move on to streaming related questions. Just a tad, you know, because this is what this podcast is about, I suppose. Tell us a little bit about your journey before you became streamers. Like, could I assume that one or at least one of yous, on if not both of yous, had like an Instagram account that you like posted on, like posted a selfie on, and you know, hashtag Throwback Thursday and all that?
Yeah, we obviously do have our own personal accounts, but we don't actually like to get it out there when we did streaming, did we? Because, like, obviously being girls, it's kind of hard to like be able to give your socials out, because you know you're going to get a lot of people that are just going to, you know, kind of abuse that.
Yeah, we do to friends, but there's not really any need to give our personal out, because we're one now, aren't we?
Yeah.
We come as a package, and if people don't like that, then that's their problem, I guess. But yeah.
There's the door. Yeah, that's,
like, even our Snapchat's like as one now. We actually did have a point where we were just adding people on our personal, but it just got a bit too, like, out of hand, I guess, with people trying to, like, abusing that. So we just stopped completely and just used our joints for everything, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's a good way.
A good way.
What about content creation? Did you just do any sort of... Did you just create any content before streaming?
She basically did all this, like, YouTube and streaming before she met me. And that's how getting on to one of your other questions, but that's how we really got into streaming, because
I did it beforehand, but I never had the internet to do it. So streaming wise, you need a certain amount to be able to go live, etc. I never had that, so I kind of put that on hold, and I didn't know that Jade even like had an interest in gaming or whatever when I met her. I just kind of like mentioned it one time, and now here we are, really. She was like, do it here, and did it.
Yeah, then... I bought a computer just to stream, like, went out, bought everything, and then, because at the time I was living at home, so I could splash the money, and then I just got, and then we, like, started from my bedroom, and then now we've moved out, and
streaming, yeah.
Yeah, right. So obviously I don't want to pry, and if you don't want to answer this, then that's fine. But obviously, you two are a streaming duo, so I wanted to ask how you used to met, if you wanted to share that, because obviously it does tie into how you used to came about to stream together. So it'd be interesting to find out how you used to actually met.
Yeah, so
it begins in T and ends in Inda.
So yeah, we met on Tinder like 2 years ago, because we've been together nearly two and a half. Oh Jesus, probably nearly 2.5 years coming up.
Nearly, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, we met on Tinder, and I went over to her house, and then things escalated, and now we live together 2 years later. Here we are.
And then you got your nickname.
Pretty much. That didn't even come straight away, actually.
No, someone started calling her Shade because they put our names together, and like, oh my god, Shade.
Yeah.
And then was like, oh my god, because originally
we named it.
Well, you had your account. It was originally your account. It's called Shanti HD. And then we completely revamped it. Had a logo made. Called it Shade. Was like, good name.
We were struggling really bad with that, actually. But then when someone actually came up with it, it was like, yes, that's it.
I think it kind of fits as well, because although you guys aren't shady people, it kind of fits, you know, your sort of life on the edge sort of party style. It's like, I think it's a great name. But like, what was the point where you used to actually like looked each other in the face when you were sat on the sofa watching Netflix or something, and you actually sort of went to each other? Like, what was the point where you went, should we stream together on Twitch? Like, how did that go down? How did you? What was the moment where you thought about the idea of streaming together?
You mentioned what you did, didn't you? You was like, oh, I really want to get back into streaming. I was like, what's that? Or something like that.
Yeah, when together, I actually started it on my own again. So I was doing it while she's at work because I had a different job at the time. She came on at one point, and like, it was just like a laugh. We just had like drinks and stuff, and she actually really ended up enjoying it. And then she's like, do you know what? I actually would like to do it. And I was like, yeah, that'd be really good. Like, make it a degree thing. And then we started off actually doing like kind of shifts on it. So not even together. And then she'd do it whilst I went back to my house. And then I'd do it while she was at work, etc. And then, yeah, I kind of went from there. I was like, yeah, this is going to work.
Mm.
And we was actually on one webcam as well, playing one, like one of us was playing at one time, and then we'd swap. So yeah, we'd keep swapping seats, and it was just, it was a bit of like
mashed.
Yeah,
mashed together.
So we kind of grew a lot since then, I guess. So
I will ask you both individual questions here, but Jade, like when you found out that Shannon obviously streamed and that, and you weren't that knowledgeable in what she was doing, like, what was your thoughts when you first found out?
I was really interested and intrigued because I didn't have a clue what it was. I didn't know people did this as a thing. And I was like, do you know what? I like gaming, so let's give it a go with her. So I went on, and it was what's not to like, really. You chat with people, you make friends, you're playing games. I don't know. It's hard for a gamer probably not to like streaming.
How did she sell it to you? Because for everybody that I've tried to sort of explain, the first thing that usually comes to people's mouths is like adult websites, like adult cam sites.
Yeah. Funny you should say that.
So like, what was like, did that ever like cross your mind when she mentioned it, or was she actually very good at explaining it?
she was very good at explaining it. It's like just basically streaming games.
All right. Turns out that not I just like... suck at explaining things.
If you just say you game rather than like stream, I guess that's probably a better way of describing it.
Yeah. I kind of know it inside out though. Like I've had this account for years, like years and years. So I know it inside out before I even like obviously let her know about it, told her.
Mm.
So it's quite easy for me to explain.
And what about you then, Shannon? Like, obviously you were into this a lot earlier. Like, have you always been into games, or has it been like something quite recent? Or
games, I've always loved them. I actually used to like Skype school back in the day to sit at home and play games and get in trouble all the time.
didn't
I? Don't think I. Yeah, I didn't think I went to school for probably like over half a year at one point because I was at home playing, which sounds terrible, but I feel like it's got me in better places than what school has. I'm not condoning this. I recommend staying at school, but yeah, since I can remember, really, it was like Nintendo 64, the Game Saber. Boy that you couldn't even play on in the dark. Like all
oh,
sorts.
God, yes.
Oh yeah,
with your little attachment, so you had to.
Oh yeah,
so it was like a light, like a projector, so you could play in the dark.
Did you ever have that camera on the Game Boy, and it's like a live camera kind of thing, and then it comes out as paper, and it's like, no.
No, I no. actually have no. no idea what you're talking about.
Love that.
Just slowly back away. considering where I am now, I actually used to be more of an outdoors kid. I used to have a Dreamcast when I was younger, but I used to go out and play like Blog 123 and Bulldog and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, the typical British street games.
Kirby.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, I did go out when I was a kid, but when I started getting into my like early teens stuff, that's when it started taking over my life and I just didn't go out anymore. So yeah, well, that's what happened with me.
Yeah, it got you into a good situation though.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, how long have you been streaming on Twitch? How long have you been streaming now?
Together, it's nearly been a year. So it's very, very close to a year. I think it's in the next like week or so.
1 year Twitch-iversary.
Are you going to do anything special for that?
Yeah, I'm planning to sort out a stream and stuff. But yeah, because obviously we've not done it straight either. We've had a lot of time off. You got to think that at one point we've went like 2 months without doing a... Like sometimes it'd be in a week, then 2 weeks. I think it'd be a lot more better if it was like
Yeah, some weeks were like 5 streams a week, and then others it's none. It's like it was a bit everywhere, and we were trying to like sort out something permanent. Well, we have a schedule, but we'd never stick to it because of our lifestyles. It's just a bit crazy at the minute.
Yeah, hopefully with us settling down now, we'll be all right. We went completely off topic, that question did.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We learned something about your crazy lifestyle. It's fine. Moving on slightly. Obviously, what was the first games that you started streaming?
Oh, it was H1Z1 actually. Mm. It was non-stop H1Z1.
Oh, high
and we
five.
Was terribly
same here.
I said terribly. Wow, we was terrible at it.
Yeah, I wasn't keen on H1. And then what else did we play?
And then we moved to...
What? Call of Duty?
Yeah, I want to say World War II.
So we didn't have a capture card at first, did we?
Yeah, so it's kind of rubbish quality as well. Yeah, that would have been like our main... where we drew in a lot of audience. And then we actually changed Fortnite as well as COD, and we was rubbish at that. We hated that game. Absolutely hated it. And then we just found it like really easy to stream and get interactive with the audience and stuff.
Mm.
That's the only reason why we kept it in there, really. Wasn't it?
And now you love it.
Yeah, now I'm kind of addicted.
Yeah, I actually used to stream Fortnite 6 nights a week. From
6 nights a week. So fun.
I honestly used to like it because I enjoy playing games with other people, but yeah. Then the guy that was trying to go pro, who was a good friend of mine, stopped enjoying playing squads and just wanted to play solos or duos. But I had two or three friends that were always like, oh, do you want to play? And then he was always like, oh, do you want to play? So I'd go to him and I'd be like, oh, I've got Tweedledee and Tweedledum if you want to come and play with us. And he'd be like, oh no, I just want to play solos or duos. And then, you know, because he stopped playing with us, and then the other two friends got bored of it, but then by the time they got bored and I went back to the guy that was trying to go pro, he already had like other people that he wanted to play with. And then I kind of just burnt out on the game, and then I started hating it.
It's turning excessively sweaty now. Like, sweaty.
Yeah, it's not fun, I don't think.
Yeah, I've heard that solos is
quite a pain now because everybody's just like super try hard on solos.
See, I actually find that really easy compared to like squads and stuff. I don't know if that's with the, like the new update and stuff with the bus and all that, but I actually do find solos a lot easier.
Or maybe you're just one of those tryhards.
I'm actually one of those fakers. Bobby want me.
So how did you find streaming in Fortnite? Because obviously I don't know how aware you are of not my background, but obviously I do a lot of I integrate myself in a lot of like I'm in a stream team owned by a Twitch coach, a stream coach, sorry, Ashley Christ. So obviously I have a lot of, well, I don't have a lot, but I'm developing like a lot of marketing knowledge and stuff like that, and stream growth knowledge and stuff. And obviously most people wouldn't tell you to not stream Fortnite, but they would recommend that you stream something a little bit with more of a less saturated audience. So what was it like going into Fortnite? Because obviously you just mentioned at the beginning, sorry, because obviously you mentioned before that you sort of just went into it, you know, to just really have fun. So you don't really have that sort of, I mean, you might now, but in a different way, you have a sort of a different business sense. Like you do want it to succeed and you want to grow, but you're not, you know, you're not so bothered about, you know, having to follow what people, you know, recommend because you just want to have fun, right?
Yeah, it's not necessarily because it's popular and stuff. It was more or less easy for us to, like, play with friends and each other and stuff like that. Because, obviously, we've got to play games where we can play together. And it was, like, at the time, we was both really enjoying it. Well, you was, and then she stopped.
More so than now, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we don't really play it anymore. Like, if I'm on my own, I will. And it was just easier to get, like viewers in and such like that, because I enjoyed doing that as well. It's just the thing I think we struggled with when we did that is changing to like other games because we played it, we kind of grinded it out so much in the beginning that like when we switched game, it was like constant, can you put Fortnite on? When you're playing Fortnite, when you're playing Fortnite, when you're switching.
If you look at our stats, you see that we have more viewers when we play Fortnite, which is weird because I do agree with the advice of stream less saturated games to like do better, but that's not what our stats show. So I guess it's different for different people because in our experience, people will tune in to you to play with you more on Fortnite than any other game. So in that sense, Fortnite works for us better.
Yeah, it does. It's also the fact of like when you've grinded the game out that much, it's kind of you're building your audience around that. So it's kind of like our audience was Fortnite, and until we kind of like pushed it out, we was like, no. We banned the word Fortnite in our chat.
No Fortnite.
Sorry, go on. It's just like we want to play what we want to play at the end of the day. We're not going to, we'll never play what people tell us to. That's just not us.
So do you two play with viewers sometimes when you play Fortnite?
Sometimes, not so much anymore. When we do play it now, it's more or less to play with friends
because of bad experiences with
it's
randoms like joining and then
it's too much now. Like people, we get spammed with invites and such, and it's people like I can't, not making it fun anymore. So that's why we stopped it, really. And it's people coming in and then like they don't even watch sometimes. If people do come in, they'll just be like, "Can I play?" And then, like, if you say no, they'll leave and whatever. But obviously, you get the people that do stay.
Hi, Nifty Scott Boo Boo, how you doing?
the reason why I asked is because obviously Stallion, you know, has his whole experience set up around playing with viewers, and we sort of discussed when he was on about that being a big element to how he grew in the Fortnite, you know, community. Was by, you know, setting up a queue to play with viewers. So I was just sort of wondering how much you think playing with viewers impacted your growth as streamers, I suppose, is the question.
I don't know. I guess it kind of actually built relationships because a lot of those people that we started off playing with, like started off as just with viewers, actually turned into like really good friends. Yeah. And we actually play with them like nearly on a daily basis now. Like when it's obviously towards the end, it was just people like coming into people's streams asking we can play and then like buggering off. But people from before,
it's built into a nice friendship.
Yeah. That's why we kind of incorporate it again sometimes, like in our streams. Not all the time, but we do sometimes do games with viewers because it just does build friendships.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that's fantastic to hear, like, developing friendships from it, because obviously you mentioned that you've had some bad experiences, but you've also gained, you know, quite a lot of positives as well out of doing it. So would you say that you're, just obviously speaking truthfully, of course, would you say that your viewer numbers have sort of decreased since you've stopped, you know, playing with people so much, or is it maintained, or is it growing? You know,
Yeah, I'd say so to a degree.
I think it's a hard one to answer because it's not as if we've just stopped playing Fortnite. We've actually like kind of changed our whole streaming thing altogether. Like round about the time we stopped playing Fortnite is the time we stopped streaming. we didn't stop, but we like kind of took a break a little while because of stuff that was going on. And then when we came back on it, it was just. You can't tell whether that's from taking a break or like stopping the game. Yeah, like it's either one, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but I do think people are more successful when they do play with viewers because it does get people engaged and get like the queue system and like it gets people staying on there for the queue and all sorts like that. I'd agree. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm just asking because obviously part of what I like to do, obviously, when we chat with amazing people like you two, is to try and break it down and see if we can figure out how things have helped, how things haven't helped, you know, so that people listening can potentially learn from it, or you know, maybe you know, those that aren't usually you know as self-aware as others might turn around and be like, oh, maybe that's why my streams haven't been doing as well. Because obviously everybody looks at streaming differently. Some people take it way more seriously than others, and you've got to kind of keep that in mind. So some people like listening to these podcasts and like listening to the shows just because they love to meet quirky people like used to, and then other people listen because they want to understand the more in-depth element to it. So we kind of, you know, I'm trying to cater to a lot of different people, so you know, that's why I try and, you know, put different spins on questions and, like, growth tactics and things like that, just for the different levels of people that are looking for different levels of information. But that's great. So, obviously, another big element of your streaming career, if you like, I don't know if you girls like to call it career or not, but obviously, you do stream on the platform DLive. how did that come about?
That's funny. Oh, I think Zonda on Twitter. I think he was tweeting about it, and then we was like, "What happened?"
I don't know. I think we looked at it and liked the idea of it because we just watched one of him stream one time, like I think explaining it, and it sounded pretty cool to us. But we're very like normally like Twitch is ours, like. We see all these other platforms, we think, no, definitely not. Like, gross. But, yeah, I don't know. We kind of took a leap into it. And I don't even know, like, how we did it.
I think it was a good time, too, because it was, like, I saw some people will agree that Twitch has changed a lot since back a year ago, and people are using different strategies to kind of cheat their way to the top and all these controversial kind of ways to do things, but yeah, that's something we didn't agree with at all, so we thought we'd dip our toes into something new. And not only that, it kind of like builds your audience in different ways, because if you stream on two platforms, you're meeting people from DLive and you're meeting from people from Twitch, and then you get people from DLive coming over to Twitch and vice versa, so it does expand your audience a lot. And
I just think beforehand on Twitch, it's very hard for new streamers and smaller streamers to get noticed. Like, I know they've added these functions of, like, seeing viewers lower to the highest, whatever. But beforehand on DLive, it's kind of like, you're on the front page straight away, you get that chance to be noticed, and you've got a chance to kind of, like, potentially grow. So we thought that kind of, like, leaped out to us a bit, and we did like that whole mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, we like the fact of on DLive you can kind of in a currency just for watching people. So you can support without digging into your own pockets, which is a lot. We had that problem. We couldn't support people because we can't afford it ourselves.
Yeah, and over there you can just watch their streams and support them as you would on Twitch, but then you can support them at the same time. So it's really great in that sense.
So obviously, please, I don't want to be twisting your words at all, but you say, like, obviously you wanted to support people, but obviously you couldn't afford it. I'm in a very similar boat, so I do perfectly understand where you're coming from. But would you not agree, and now we're going to go back to DLive just asking this question, would you not agree that just watching somebody is enough support? Because
definitely, but sometimes you feel like you want to give more. Yeah, like, it's the most horrible thing when you're watching someone and you think, I just want to subscribe to you, but I can't do it. I want to drop bits. I want to make your day, but I can't. And it's the most horrible feeling, because, like, being in that situation, as like you just said, you know, it's horrible.
Mm. Yeah,
like, we don't like think, do you know what? It's nothing without bits and stuff. We don't feel that way, but we want to give it.
It's so satisfying to make someone's day just by dropping them a sub or dropping them some bits or dono. It's just so, like, satisfying, more so than receiving it, probably. We'd love to be rich and, like, drop a grand dono bomb, but, you know, realistic.
Become the next Mrs. Beast. Just go.
Yeah, Mrs. There you go. I'd actually love that.
Drop a £10,000 donation on a streamer or something. I think we'd all love that, actually.
Be amazing.
But no, obviously back to DLive, because I haven't actually done much research beyond what you've just said on DLive, obviously, because I've been on Twitch for 7 years. This account that I've got is going to be 7 years old this year. So to me, when Beam came along, which is now known as Mixer, when Beam came along, you know, people were like, oh, it's like a new platform and it's owned by, you know, and it's going to be great. And everybody, you know, a lot of Twitch streamers moved over to it. But now they just released some stats. Streamlabs just released some stats. And although the viewership is going up, the amount of streamers that are streaming on the platform is actually declining, which sounds like it's a good opportunity for somebody to get onto the platform, which technically it is, but at the same time it's not a good statistic, but obviously it's what I'm trying to get at is, like, is the hype for DLive still building right now, or is it a stalemate? Because obviously I have no idea. I've never touched DLive in my life. So all I've got to go off right now is your guys' experience with it so far. So
Yeah, the hype is still growing. People are learning about it and people are jumping over to DLive. And PewDiePie did a stream on there, which wasn't, some people would disagree, but in our opinion, it was great for the platform because it brought a lot of unwanted attention, because he was giving money out, and that's just not the way to do things. You don't go to DLive to get some money off PewDiePie. But he did bring a lot of people on there, which is the good part. It was just some people were the wrong people.
You did get a lot of people just like going on there to stream and just putting PewDiePie as their title
to
PewDiePie
get the money
in their picture, PewDiePie this, and it grinded our gears so much, which that meant we actually stayed off the platform.
We didn't bother streaming when he streamed because there's just no point.
When first time he was announced that he was coming on to DLive, we actually got spammed the heck out of our chat of just, like, sub to PewDiePie and all this stuff. So we actually stayed clear of it for, like,
a week.
Yeah. We went on there once, I think, but then we was like, no, screw this.
I mean, I think that's part of the issue, isn't it, that you get when you get somebody that is so big as a, like, literally like a global brand announces that they're going to be going to a platform. It's kind of like somebody going on Twitter and and posting a screenshot of their PayPal, which you'll have probably seen on Twitter, and then they'll be like, oh, I've got $1,000 given away to somebody that randomly retweets this tweet. And then you just get thousands and thousands of people that like it and retweet it. And it's all the wrong kind of people that are just on there just to try and get that financial gain. Rather than actually going on there to actually wanting to entertain people and, you know, bring an experience or some sort of value to people. So, yeah, I'm glad that you shared that. Not because I want to, you know, make DLive look bad, but obviously it's kind of an important message to sort of, you know, because you guys are kind of... How long have you been streaming on DLive? Has it been a couple of months?
2 months now, probably. Yeah, I think 2 months, roundabout. Obviously, it's been like probably once a week.
So obviously, all you've got is this experience of, you know, being on there for a month or two. Like, if you imagine being a streamer that hadn't, you know, that had no idea who PewDiePie was, and you found DLive randomly and you started streaming on there, and then all of a sudden people are coming in your chat and, you know, spamming like sub to PewDiePie, and you're just seeing all this PewDiePie stuff, then you're sort of going to be put off in a little bit. But I you know, I'm sure that will die down in time, and, you know,
I think it probably has already.
Go on.
He could have approached it in a very different way. He shouldn't have gone on the platform to offer money. He should have gone on the platform to stream himself.
Yeah,
and brought people over that way, not relate money into it at all.
Like, obviously, we don't want to badmouth DLive. We still really do like it, and we like the platform anyway. But that obviously is just one thing we just didn't agree with, and, you know.
Oh no, I do want to stress that. I hate to, you know, if anybody feels like I am doing this, please mention it or reach out or whatever, and I'll apologize. But it's your guys' experience with the platform, right? So it's important, not from a standpoint to judge how good of a streaming platform it is. It's purely just to discuss your thoughts and opinions on the whole experience of DLive. And obviously, this was, in a certain sense, a negative experience. So obviously.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's something that we have to discuss, but we'll move on and we'll talk about, you know, the bit more positives. You mentioned that you did it, you went on to DLive to try and, you know, dip your toes in the water, so to speak, because you wanted like another platform to try and expand your audience, and you liked its features. I've got to admit that I've read a tiny bit. Like I said, it's about the only stuff I know about the features, about, you know, earning whilst you watch streamers. And that is a pretty cool feature. You know, Twitch kind of had something like that, but they've recently just announced that they're getting rid of it, which was, you know, watching the ads on to get bits.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they announced that they're getting rid of that now, which is a bit of a shame. But moving forward, like, how would you compare your experience with DLive to Twitch? Obviously, they are different platforms, and they will have a slightly different audience, but at the end of the day, they're both streaming platforms. So in your own words, how would you compare the two?
I think Twitch will always be our baby. We started with Twitch, and we'll never like fully move to DLive. It'll always kind of be both, or maybe Twitch, or I don't know. We're going to see how DLive goes. They're very different in the sense that it has different people. I think it's a very Turkish-based platform, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's loads of like non-UK people, which makes it difficult with communication, because they come in and speak their language, which is hard. Don't want to bash other languages, but you don't really get that on Twitch. You don't come in, get different languages in your own chat, because you can kind of filter out English and stuff. But with DLive, you do get a lot of different languages in your chat, and it's hard to communicate, and it makes it difficult in that sense.
It does, like, we did see straight away, like, the support is completely different as well. Like, people are, at the beginning, people were so nice and just chatting to you, and it's like, right, I don't want to sound like this is going to cause anything, but on Twitch, we actually had, like, this time, round about the time when we started DLive, of just people coming into our stream. It felt like they just wanted something back, without that sounding horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But the support for support stuff, we fully, like, get supporting your friends, supporting people. We do that ourselves. We just had the sense that people were just coming in there just to get it back and just to get either lurking and blah, 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 showing their names. It was a bad, bad time round about then. And
we appreciate lurkers, don't get me wrong, but you kind of know who's just in it to get a lurk back because of their partner status, if you know what I mean. They want that partner status and they'll do anything to get it. And it's really obvious who's who.
So people still do it now to us. And it's kind of why we get a bit demotivated at the time, because you just think you're not even here because you like my content. We want people to like our content. We don't want people to be like, right, if I just drop support, them a tab, support, then no. I back. Like, it's obvious who's doing it. But like, obviously we support it. Like we said,
we're always friendly about it, but we know.
I won't go into it because it is quite a long story. But I used to have a support. It was technically a support for support community that, you know, I tried to build something similar to, you know, the Stallion support community and Hell's Army and things like that. But I wanted to put my own twist on it. I wanted to try and figure out a way to get to appeal to the people that are more interested in giving than receiving. But, you know, it didn't pan out that way. And I had exactly the same thing as you did. You know, I had a lot of people that would come in and, you know, throw the lurk up and be like, oh, I'm dropping a lurk for you, buddy. Or, you know, I had one guy that used to come in and say, oh, lurk for lurk, thanks. Thanks for your support and stuff like that. And it does get quite irritating. That's why I actually dropped it and I just gave it away just before Christmas, because I had a very similar experience to you. And obviously, it does suck when you get those sort of individuals that are, you know, trying to come into your life with expectation rather than, you know, wanting to actually build a genuine connection.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
And it's one of those things, isn't it? I think, I mean, don't get me wrong, I feel like you'd get it a lot more in Fortnite because obviously with it being so saturated, you have a lot of people that want to grow in such a saturated segment. And obviously you two bring some sort of amazing experience or value to people because of the way that, you know, well, I mean, you've got nearly 2,000 followers on Twitch. So you're obviously doing something right, but there's a lot of people that will probably only have, like, you know, 50 to 100 followers that are trying to grow. They're trying to, you know, get 5, 10 average viewers, 15 average viewers or whatever. And they're in the position where they're, you know, they're coming to you, in hopes of getting your support back.
Yeah.
Just because of how saturated it is. But I don't want to sound like I'm bashing, you know, streaming and saturated things. It's just both mine and your experience. But I mean, how do you think how have you tried to change your stream to avoid getting the let's just call them supporters to make life easy? Have you actually made any changes, or is it something that you just try to ignore and you sort of know who's doing it and you just don't?
I guess we're still going through the struggle a little bit,
aren't we? We don't join any communities that everyone's hopping on. We just kind of keep to ourselves. And that's probably why we're not growing as fast as other people, because we're not participating in communities like everyone else is doing. We're just making friends, doing it our own way. We're not. It's very easy for small streamers to get caught up in the support thing because it's easy to grow and all this, and that's their choice. But we stay out of communities and just make friends with whoever we want to.
And when we lurk in people's chats, if we do have the lurk, whatever, we don't actually show that. Sometimes we don't even message that we're there. We're just there. Like, we're doing it, but we're doing it silently. That's kind of how we are. We don't expect anything in return. And that's what she said. That's probably how we've changed it ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like I said a second ago, you're doing something right, and I think you just got to carry on, really. And I mean, you know what? you said something about, you know, it's very easy to get caught up in, you know, like support for support communities and things, and it is, because I think we can all agree that, you know, going from, say, 2 or 3 viewers to seeing, you know, joining a support community and seeing it jump up to, you know, 7 or 8 viewers and people lurking in your chat and getting the occasional hello and having the occasional like 2-minute natter before they go back to their game, it does give you a sort of, in a weird way, it sort of gives you a buzz, doesn't it? Because you're like, you sort of see that you feel like you're growing as well, and
yeah,
and in return it sort of boosts your confidence a bit. When you see higher numbers and you feel more confident going into the next stream.
Yeah, definitely.
And I would definitely, you know, agree with that.
Yeah, we've actually got viewbotted once, didn't we? And we got a view, and we was actually just like, we was actually on the downer with streaming, I think, right about that time. And it made us feel good. It was funny because at first we didn't click on, did we?
No, we didn't.
And you get these loads of bots chatting to you. We're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then we're like, wait, that's random as frick. Yeah, it was. It felt good until you realise, you know what, actually. and then the guy that viewbotted us admitted it and was like, do you want this off? And we're like, yeah, please. It's just fake, isn't it? At the end of the day, yeah. you don't want to be fake, and you don't want to come as cross. Like, you work so hard to make an audience for yourself, and then you don't want your views to be fake. There's no point in it.
Or you people that already watch you to think, oh, they're view bottom.
Yeah, we know so many people that have got like 100 average viewers, and there's like 2 chatters. I would say something really controversial. It's just embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. To have that, like, I hate to have that.
When you're not playing any music and that bot goes, "What song is this?"
Oh, Jesus!
And then these people are like, "Yeah, this is." It's like, meh.
Right. I haven't actually seen that before. So there's actually people. In fact, you know what? I'm telling a lie there. I actually have seen. I've seen somebody on Twitter mention a website where you can get a lurk bot, and it's like a bot that will lurk in channels for you. And it's ridiculous.
I've actually
seen people have these like these viewer bots, and they've actually been playing games, and then they've actually had these other accounts which was made by them, and they was talking to themselves. So like this person would play, and then this person in chat wouldn't talk, and then this guy would be on Fortnite, and he would just happen to be like, do you know what? I'm gonna stand here and dance. And he would say this. And then this person in the chat would then talk, and then he'd start playing the game again and then reply. But this person in the chat wouldn't talk back until he stopped playing. Like, you could see that he wasn't playing.
Yeah, he's just talking to himself on different accounts to make it look like he's got viewers.
Damn.
It's just really obvious. I just don't know how he didn't click on.
it really is a big issue. And I actually spoke about this with Doody Beard last week as well, because Twitch never used to have the path to partner achievement. It used to be you got partnered by just having a growing community. Yes, they sort of did have a sort of like a shadow number of viewers that you'd have to hit, and it was usually around about like the 60 plus average, like concurrent viewers over the last 60 days, but you basically just had to show that your community was growing and that you were putting in effort to growing it, and you got partner, and it was like one of those things where, you know, it's I hate the path for partner achievement, not only because and you know, there's no other way to explain it. It basically just gamified the partnership, you know, the ability to get partnership. People are just treating it like a game. So, you know, and like any game, you'll get cheaters. So you'll get people that use like certain communities to, you know, to like lurk in people's streams in hopes of getting the lurk back, or support communities. And it's very easy to get sucked into these sort of things. But it works short term, but long term, it has no, you know, solidarity. And, you know, long term, there's, you know, as soon as you drop it, you're going to lose everything that you think you've built. but in reality you haven't built anything. It was just a, it's like a chocolate fire guard, but as soon as you light that fire, it's gone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, but I don't want to like linger on just, you know, everything that sucks about streaming. So
so on the positive.
So I wanted to ask you both individually, I mean, whoever wants to go first can. I wanted to know how streaming has positively impacted both of your lives, you know, from top to bottom.
The amount of friends we've made, like, we every night we're playing with our, like, circle of friends gaming, and it's just like something to do. Whereas before we just basically watch TV all night every night, and it's just boring. We go to more social events, we're more socialized. It's like it's changed so much, hasn't it, our lives. And it's amazing the amount of people you can meet, the type of people you can meet. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we've definitely met a lot of people that now we're just really close outside of streaming. Like, we go to events, we go to like these, like we go out, etc. You see, like, you've seen people in the chat, like Mr. Prototype. He started off in our channel as winning a giveaway. He's now a mod. He's like our top, like, gifted subscriber and all that stuff. We talk to him every single day.
Yeah, he's round like once every month, near enough.
Yeah, he's round our house all the time. We go to events with him. You know, Marco, we started off, I think we actually like bonded over being from the middle.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I remember popping in his stream when he had like below 500 followers.
Yeah, and we just came friends since then. We're going to like you say, we go to events together. We just go to these random raves, like going to Base Fest in July, like all sorts. It's just kind of stemmed so fast, and I love it. It's just, it's great.
So yeah, the best type of friends are gamer friends. No matter what you say, get yourself a gamer friend.
I'd agree. I mean, a lot. I tell you what, there probably aren't, right, but a lot of my IRL friends, obviously everybody in life gets busy, but I feel like a lot of my IRL friends don't put half the effort into things than what a lot of my online friends do. Like,
yeah, 100%.
Like me and my fiance Ashley, I actually met somebody on Twitch called Miss Watson, and she basically started off. She came in from a raid. Somebody raided me that I knew, and she was part of that raid. And then I found out that she streamed. I followed her back, and then I found out that she was also in England. Well, she was a British streamer who lives down south, and then she goes to uni somewhere, pardon me, somewhere near Sheffield, actually. But I'm not going to disclose where, just in case she doesn't want me to.
I want her address.
But it actually turned out to be like one of those things where we sort of all travelled to a Fortnite competition in Sunderland, at a place called Falcon Computers, and there was like a Fortnite, you know, championship thing on, where you could win a brand new streaming PC. And I met her in person there, and then I invited her around to the house, to come and stay up for the weekend. Because me and my fiance live in our own house, and now she's been up literally every other weekend, and it's getting quite irritating because now she just goes and rides my partner's horse with my partner, and I just, you know, it was like one of those things where she started off coming up to see me, but now she comes up and buggers off and goes shopping with Ashley and goes and rides the horse and stuff. But it's great because I think, If I'm to be honest, I think Sophie's put more effort into the friendship than what some of the people that I've known since school have, to be honest.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely agree with that.
One annoying thing, though, can I just point out, our American people that we socialize with, and we just can't meet them, and we really want to meet them. It's just like not doable because flights are like £600 to the US, yeah. And it's just like
so many people we need to meet now.
Yeah, I've got a few US friends that I'd love to meet, and I sort of just turned around and I said, look, if you ever want to come and stay at our house, you know, for a week or two, then just get some flights over here and you can just come and stay here for free. And then that way, they can come and, you know, they can come over, stay here, probably binge watch Harry Potter because me and Ashley love Harry Potter.
You know,
Queen.
Clan.
Yes,
and then, you know, and then just go and visit the local wildlife or the local chavs.
local chavs. Love that. There you are.
obviously, before we wrap up the podcast, I wanted to get your take on the sort of advice that you would give people that want to grow on Twitch. So anybody that came to you now, could be an IRL friend, just anybody, a random stranger, sends you a message and they've started streaming Fortnite and they say, can you give me some advice? What would be the advice or some of the most important advice that you'd give somebody?
Grow organically. Don't concentrate on growing. Just like she said, grow organically. Do it. Just if it comes, it comes. Don't concentrate. Don't put all your into like doing it the worst way possible. It's like if you constantly think about growing, if you constantly think about your views, it makes it harder to grow.
Enjoy yourself too.
Yeah, like you won't enjoy yourself if you're concentrating on like your numbers all the time.
Also, what was I going to say?
I don't know. You tell me.
Give me a second. We'll come back to me in a short while.
Should I play the countdown timer?
Yeah. No, that'll put me into pressure. The end of it, I'll be like...
I just wouldn't concentrate on growing so much to the point where it just kind of takes over. Like, there's been so many people that have just been like, let's say come into our streams and been like, I've only got 2 viewers, blah, 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 blah. It's like... Stop concentrating.
Have
fun.
What do you say to that? Like,
play what you want to play. Don't like, just concentrate more on yourself, and then it kind of goes from there.
Yeah. Plus, once you stop all this support for support stuff, you'll be very disappointed when you've only got 2 views again, because you're not building an audience on your content, and that's what you're on Twitch for—to create content that people enjoy. And if you're cheating your way to the top, that defeats the object.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, having fun with streaming is kind of, it's like lesson 101, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
If you're going live with a game and you sort of, like, I had a similar experience. I always have an experience for everything, apparently. I mean, that just comes with being on this platform for 7 years, I suppose. But, I haven't streamed for 7 years, by the way. I thought I'd just throw that out there. But yeah, like I had this experience where I used to stream Jackbox games, and it actually got to a point where it was like one of my most viewed streams when I did Jackbox, because you always got randomers coming in and dropping follows and things and wanting to play games with you. But it got to a point where it was literally like the day of the stream, and I'd literally be like, oh, fuck, it's Friday, isn't it? And then Ashley would be like, yeah, why? And then I'd be like, oh, I can't be arsed streaming, like, tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, but I have to because it's my scheduled time. And I put too much pressure on myself and focused on, you know, just streaming the game because it brought in viewers. And it drove me insane. So.
That's the same problem we're having. Like, full-time jobs, I'm sure most streamers will understand, maintaining a full-time job and then streaming every night or whenever people do is very, very hard. And then you're also keeping up with social media, and it's just very tiring. And if you can't be arsed, then fair enough, you need to take some you time and chill out.
Which is what I'm doing right now. I know I mentioned before I got you guys on to talk to you about, you know, your journey, I sort of said that I'm taking a bit of a hiatus this week to sort of figure out what direction I want to go in, because I did stream like marbles and stuff, and then that kind of lost its touch with me, and then I'm in the middle of playing Dark Souls 2 at the moment, and obviously I'm enjoying that, so that's good, but I kind of want to I'm in this position where I'm like, I want to try streaming MMOs, but I don't know if I want to go down the MMO path again, because that kind of sucked up my life before.
Nothing like sucking up your life like the MMO, right?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I cannot see sunlight again.
But yeah, I mean, is there anything else that you guys might have thought about mentioning, or anything that we've spoken about that you want to, like, you know, maybe build upon, or have you kind of got across your journey? Actually, you know what I haven't asked is, I'd love to know what your guys' plans for the future are, because obviously I've spoken about this with a couple of other people before, is that some people are trying to build up their streams for streaming to be their career. Other people are trying to build up streaming as being a part of like a bigger picture, like I am, of just being a content creator as a career. But then some people are streaming, you know, for fun. But then some people are also streaming as a stepping stone into the gaming industry, and hopefully using it as a position to get into like a gaming organization or community where you can, you know, eventually become, you know, like part of the industry and get a full-time salary doing something in the industry. So like, is that like, where do you see yourself in 5 years time?
I don't think we'd ever go full-time. It's so unreliable to I think everyone knows how up and down income is with Twitch. We would never, it would give us daily anxiety to rely on. It would take the fun out of it so much. I can't ever imagine myself, unless I'm literally ninja, I would never go full time. No, never. It's an awful prospect to me. It's just not in control, and I love to be in control.
Like, obviously, anyone you ask will probably be like, rather than their full time jobs, unless they're doing their absolute dream job, would be like, yeah, I'll play video games for a living. But
In reality.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, if he was ninja, yeah, do it. But, like, no.
No, I can't.
I'm interested in growing. We're interested in growing, but we're not aiming towards full-time at all. We still want to
take every day as it comes.
If we get big, and if it happens, like, to the point where we could have, like, done it full-time, we'll be in that position to then have our full-time job and do it, and we'll be in a very, very good position, and you know, that would be amazing, but I would never quit my full-time job to be full-time.
No.
Never.
What about quitting your job to be a full-time content creator rather than a streamer? So you'd quit your job, but you wouldn't just be streaming. You'd be streaming, doing podcasts, doing YouTube videos, growing your Instagram, growing your Twitter, you know, focusing on just creating content 7 days a week rather than just streaming 7 days a week.
I think we'd be able to give a lot better content, I think, like, because we have more time, but I wouldn't quit my job to do it.
That's we've tried to do YouTube and streaming as a thing. We tried to allocate one day for YouTube, and it doesn't work for us at all. We're not the kind of people. It wouldn't work for us in our lifestyle. I don't think it'll ever be an option, will it?
No. I'm not interested in doing that as a full time, and I don't think I ever will be. But
no, I mean, that's a great answer, you know, because I kind of in one hand, I kind of really appreciate your honesty, because, you know, even you were even talking like optimistically, like, you know, even it, you know, if I made it like really big to a point, then yeah, I might consider it. But you were just being genuinely realistic, you were just, no, probably never.
Probably never.
Well, that's what people like about us, I think.
Take every day as it comes. If it happens, it happens. We're not going to aim towards it. We're going to enjoy ourselves for now, aren't we? And make friends along the way and hope for the best.
Yeah, do you know what? I kind of really like that answer. I kind of like the, because, you know, I'm definitely along similar lines of, you know, taking each day as it comes rather than being so stressed about what tomorrow's going to bring. Just wake up, stream in the moment, and just let it be. You know, that's kind of, I think that's like probably the best way to sort of sum this entire podcast up, actually, is to just enjoy streaming in the moment rather than stressing about streaming the next day.
100%.
And I definitely want to thank you two for coming on and, you know, sharing your journey and your experience and stuff. Even though we have focused quite a bit on the negatives, but it's
you need the negative.
I hope you two have enjoyed yourself. Why don't you two go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you, and then hopefully afterwards you might have a tiny bit of time where we can, you know, get any questions from chat and just, you know, wrap things up after the podcast. And I hope you can give us 5 minutes. Where can people find you?
You can find us on camgirls.com. You can find us on them two sites. They're DLive probably once, twice a week, and then Twitch the rest. And we stream when we can be arsed. That's a really brutal answer, but we have more fun that way. We're trying to stick to the schedule. It's not happening because full-time jobs and stuff. So
you can find us sometimes lingering around the Fierce websites. Like on the what's it called?
Yeah, at Fierce PC.
I'm just going to work. They can't see that on the podcast.
No.
Yeah. We're everywhere, really. We're dipping our toes, like I said, absolutely everywhere. You can see us in all sorts of places. Like, all of our socials are the same as our Twitch, which is Shade HDX, apart from our DLive, which is just Shade.
Yes, got in there early with that. Love that.
But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hopefully meeting you two at Twitch London.
I think you mean definitely. Gosh.
First drinks on us, baby.
Oh, well, I mean, I've got to go now. I mean, if first drinks are on you, I've got to go. But don't be pulling me into any sort of round business. I don't want first drinks to be on you. Then the next drinks, time. I've got to buy like 8 pints for you and your cronies. I don't want to be pulled into that.
No, not cronies, just us two. No, not really. No.
But yeah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, girls, and it's been amazing.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much. You're amazing.
That's a wrap on episode number 12, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hugely appreciate it. If you would like to support me that little bit more, you can head over to patreon.com/themikejames, where you can, from as little as $1 every month, you can support the show to keep it free and to keep it going and to keep my dreams being, you know, keep me pursuing my dreams. But guys, I really do appreciate you listening and hope you have a wonderful week. You can always catch me live at twitch.tv/themikejames on a Monday, Tuesday and Friday. And if you would like to continue the discussion, head over to Twitter at @itsthemikejames and let me know what you think of the episode this week, guys, for a chance to be featured at the end of next week's episode. Thanks so much for listening and I hope you have a wonderful week.